Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Nathan sets up for the first Gallatin Valley Farmers Market of the season.
It's colder than normal.
It is.
You think? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you just think in your mind.
Yeah. It's supposed to warm up, though, this week, with any luck.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Nathan's visiting with his customers at the first fairgrounds market of the season. Despite the rain and mud, it's dry in the Haynes Pavilion, and there's a definite buzz. The market got going in 1971, but Nathan started here as a college student in 2004, selling the goat cheese his family makes.
And my parents were kind of really hesitant for me to do that, just because they didn't want to make the stores that they were selling at MAD. We had just kind of started with our own first private label, our own label. I don't know, there's plenty of people want to shop at the stores or farmers market.
Not only do different kinds of people shop in stores than shop in farmers markets, the same kind of people do as well.
Farmers markets have helped our store sales as well, because they can put a face to what they're buying in the grocery stores, for sure.
It's partly for that reason Nathan brings his A-game to farmers markets. He's natty in his black V-neck sweater and neatly trimmed ginger beard, and the stand looks sensational. The tidy gem-like roots are all facing one direction, and the washed greens are heaped fetchingly above.
Yes, I take pretty great pride in putting up a big display, and I think that really helps with our farmers market sales, because it's really eye-catching and beautiful produce, so people come in and are attracted to our kind of booth and come and hopefully buy lots of stuff.
The main thing is to give a sense of bounty. Nathan and his two market helpers restock constantly to make the stand look fresh and enticing.
I've been working on kind of building some wooden displays that we can fit in our van and stuff, and kind of have the produce tiered so that it just looks really abundant, stacked really high. Just looks super attractive for people to look at, yeah, aesthetically.
And it's working. Not only does his presence at markets, three a week, two here in Bozeman and one in Big Sky, boost Amalthea's profile in the community, he does a brisk trade.
Yeah, it's definitely evolved to, over the years, from just selling cheese at a farmer's market and making like $100 and thinking that was just the best. And now we have all these vegetables and stuff and can do quite a bit more than that. Our best market was last year. We did $2,600 at a farmer's market, which was awesome. It was probably like 5,000 people and just kind of nuts and awesome all at the same time.
Farmers markets are, of course, on the rise nationwide. The number has grown to more than 8,500, an increase of more than 7% from 2013, and total annual sales are at an estimated $1 billion. Clearly, Nathan is giving people what they want, but it's not easy. There's the growing, the weather, the harvest, the washing, the bagging, the labeling, the transport, the setup, and the chit-chat. Even then.
It's kind of a crapshoot on what people want that week or what they bought at the grocery store.
Those three?
Mm-hmm.
$15 on that.
All right.
$5 back.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Next week, we'll see just what it takes to get the vegetables from the field to the market.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.